WATH Athens.
Good morning, Athens in Southeast Ohio. It's 9:06, almost 9:07, and the 21st day of November. Imagine that. We're showing 47 degrees outside our Columbus Road studios. And at this point, they're saying it's going to top out about 6 or 7 degrees warmer for the day. 54 at our expected high at this point. Hey, we got a special edition today. We want to learn all about Arts West. It's part of our Athens Arts, Parks, and Recreation Department. Excuse me, I had a cough there. So, Arts West, Adam West, imagine that.
Yeah, that kind of fits perfectly.
I didn't put that together till this very moment. The director of Arts West is Adam West. How about that? And I just met Adam this morning. And you're kind of new on the job, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm about a month and a half in now.
Yeah, and any surprises yet?
Oh, every day.
Every day, yes, I can imagine. Well, Arts West. Folks, we all have a pretty good knowledge of where the Arts, Parks, and Rec Department resides, and that's over on East East State Street. There we go, right across from where I live, almost. And yet we have another building too, which is Arts West, which is part of that, and it is on what would be West Union, right?
West State.
West State. Excuse me. And some of you know that Union Street Cemetery, I think it is. And it's kind of across the way from that. And it's where there's a Y in the road.
Yep, it's kind of right before you go down the hill into the West Side neighborhoods.
Well, it was formerly a church.
Mm-hmm.
And so it has a large, I'm going to use some religious terms, congregational seating area, right?
Yeah, we have a really large, we name it the performance space, the yeah. Robert Winters performance space, but very large. It can hold about 250 people.
Yeah, and then there's a, you know, a stage, if you will, mm-hmm. or a performance area that's slightly elevated and all the way in the front.
Yep.
And it's been reworked so that you could have scenery, you could have musical instruments, you could have any number of things happening there. And then downstairs, there's various large classrooms and some small ones too. And so there's a lot of, I'm going to say, art education going on, right?
Yeah.
And it's really a neat facility. So, folks, if you haven't heard of Arts West or visited it, I'm sure you've heard of it, you know, as they publicize different events, make sure you take it in. To learn of events going on there, where would they visit?
Yeah, so the best place is honestly the Athens Arts, Parks, and Recreation website.
Okay.
And then we also have some social media as well, Facebook, Instagram. That will be posted about events there.
So people could add their name to your members list, right?
Yeah.
And then they'd be kept regularly informed. That's cool. Well, let's see, the history of Arts West. What year did that all come about? I was involved with it, but I can't pinpoint what year it may have been.
Yeah, so AMAC created a task force in 2003 to kind of feel out the need for a performing arts center in Athens. And then in 2005, what was formerly the Church of Nazarene was purchased for this purpose.
Now, excuse me, folks, I've got a little cough today. There was a fellow by the name of Bob Winters, who, until I was reading some of your history last night or today, I have sort of forgotten how well I knew him. Mm-hmm. He was a great guy. He got me involved in a number of performing arts things here. Did you ever have the chance to know him?
I did not get to meet him, but I'm very aware of his presence, even just with OU alone, and then also all the work he did for the arts in Athens as a whole.
Well, it helped me because I don't want to do it alone, okay? Bob Winters, just hit some of the highlights, if you will.
So I know he...
He was a professor.
Yeah, he was a professor with... Oh, I forget the specifics now.
Well, I didn't mean to ask you something that was a problem, but the point was he was a big deal on campus.
Very prolific.
And he worked on so many different productions, and they were community productions. They were university productions. They were educational productions. There, I got it out. He was just a neat guy. And let's go back a notch. The History of Arts West by Adam West. What a coincidence that is, right? The history. Bob Winters had a lot to do with that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he kind of led that task force that AMAC created.
And can we put a year to it, roughly? Somewhere in my notes, I came across 2005.
Yeah. So I think the finalization of the purchase was in 2005. And I believe they started doing programming that same year.
Now, they would do productions that they had done, that they had put together. Many of them were youth-related.
Mm-hmm.
But they also became sort of a, what would you call it, an option as a performance hall.
Yeah.
So like some local group that is not officially associated with the Athens Arts, Parks, and Recreation Department could lease or rent, whatever you call it, that performance hall and use it, right?
Yeah. So a big part of kind of what we do at Arts West is use it as a rental facility.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way we can facilitate supporting the arts is by providing, a rather low-cost venue where people can run programming or productions or shows and et cetera.
Well, now you also like to conduct classes, particularly with younger folks, but not only them. Now, there's some terms here that I made a list of, but I don't know what they mean, so you're going to have to help me through them. Lost Flamingos.
Yeah, so Lost Flamingos Theater Company is a theater company, and they aren't specific to OU or Athens. They're more of a community-based production company, and they do anywhere between 3 and 5 shows a year, I believe.
Okay.
And then this year they have contracted 3 to be performed at Arts West.
I see.
Yeah.
And the nature of the shows, is it meant for adults? Is it meant for children? Or is it...
I would say it's pretty wide-ranging.
Okay. Let's see, another group or term I've heard used, Tantrum.
Yeah, so Tantrum is actually another more OU-based, but it's Tantrum Education. And what they do a lot is work with the Athens Middle School Drama Club. And then once or twice a year, they rent out the space at Arts West. And then they pretty much have like a 8-week course for these students. And then at the end, there's a culminating theater production they do. So all that over the 8-week period, they pretty much learn more about how to be in theater, the ins and outs, and then they write their own script, and then they perform the script at the end.
Now, I've attended a few recitals there as well. So really, folks, it's a good opportunity to have a group deliver a performance.
Yeah.
And it is available to groups within the community. Now, let's see here. We got the holidays coming up. And my guess is you've got to respond to some of those sort of things. So let's see here. I see a short list, but I'll bet there's more things. But cookie decorating with Courtney's cutouts.
Yeah.
That's going to be in December, right?
Yep. About mid-December, there's a adult and a youth class. So it's basically with Courtney, they bring in a bunch of cookies and they go a little in depth on how to decorate Christmas cookies.
Let's see, a community holiday craft shop.
Yeah, so the craft swap has been a kind of a staple in the Athens community.
Oh,
for
I
the
said
last
shop,
few years.
You said swap.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting. So, okay. No buying or selling. You bring crafts that you've made for this purpose or throughout the year, and then so does everyone else.
Yeah.
And then you can just swap crafts.
Trade, eh?
Yeah.
Neat. And let's see. Now, a thrift store painting event.
Yeah, so this one is actually put on by Athens Parks, Arts Parks and Recreation Department.
Okay.
And so we get thrifted paintings from thrift stores or secondhand stores that maybe probably no one will purchase, but they usually come in nice frames and there's a painting. And then we kind of just facilitate, so we provide the art supplies. And then you can just add paintings into the paintings and kind of breathe new life into them.
Interesting. Then there's this one that catches my attention. The Wolves.
Yes.
The Wolves production.
So the first week of December, this is a Los Flamingos production. And they'll be performing that just as December starts.
Yeah. All right. Well, tell me about you personally. What, where were you raised?
I was actually raised right down the road. I grew up in Nelsonville.
Okay. And your interest area, at what age did you start to zero in on a topic?
Oh, that's a difficult topic. I've kind of always been interested in many, many things.
Of course.
And so I've kind of done a lot of seemingly random stuff, but it's all, looking back now, kind of centered around like an art base.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then as high school and all of that came to an end, what did you pursue?
Yeah, right out of high school, I joined the military, where I was stationed in Alaska. And there I kind of found a love for the outdoors, and then also like the more hands-on crafting, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. What I was able to do in my barracks, whether that be like, you know, small woodworking and wood carving, or painting and drawing, kind of took off there.
And you had 4 years?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when that came to an end, you had the option to re-up or to move on.
Yeah. I had some familial obligations at the time, And I chose not to re-enlist, and then I came back to Nelsonville, Athens area to live and try to get a footing after leaving the military. And then, I don't know, Athens kind of grows on you pretty quickly, and I just stuck around.
Yes, I am. I'm certainly a fan of Athens after all these years, maybe sometimes to a fault. But what would you say that in now that I've already discussed some of this, I'm not sure this question makes sense, but I'll do it anyway. Arts West, do you think it has a focus age?
I would say we tend to go for like the elementary to middle school age.
Okay.
It's a like more in like the aftercare, like after school care kind of times, where there's a need in the community for that. And we, you know, as Arts West, as a community service, we try to fulfill those needs. And so I would say the younger crowd, you know, young school-age children are not necessarily target, but our most frequented age range.
Okay. In the military, what was your assignment?
MOS. So I was a
Military Occupational Specialty, MOS, right?
All
right,
you pulled that out deep. I was a combat medic in an airborne infantry unit.
Oh, neat. You had some stories, I'll bet.
A couple,
yeah. Well, anyway, our guest today, Adam West. We're going to take a break, I think, here. And when we come back, we'll continue on with the topic of our Athens. I just lost the name of it. Arts West. Yeah, Arts West.
Daily reports of the stock market's close. Tune in at 5 o'clock tonight on WATH to stay informed about your money. The stock market report is brought to you by Goldsberry Wealth Strategies, serving Athens County since 2005. The Goldsberry Wealth Strategies stock market report airs exclusively in Athens County on 970 WATH weekdays at 5 o'clock, immediately after our local newscast. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Goldsberry Wealth Strategies is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Don't miss Provember at Lowe's. Save $80 on a DeWalt combo kit and save $20 on a 5-gallon pail of HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams All-Purpose Power Primer. Plus, MVP's members earn 3 times the bonus points on DeWalt and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams products. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Bonus points calculated before tax and fees after applicable discounts if any. Valid through 11/22, subject to change.
Dell's Black Friday event is their biggest sale of the year. Shop limited-time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra-sharp monitors and top-brand accessories. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of financing options and get free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals for huge savings today.
With Black Friday savings all month long at the Home Depot, you can get more holiday doing done with appliances that come with all the jingle bells and whistles you could wish for. Like ultra-large capacity LG laundry sets, America's most reliable line of appliances per independent consumer study. Save up to $900 on select laundry sets with Black Friday savings, including top brands like LG at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Dell's Black Friday event is their biggest sale of the year. Shop limited-time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra-sharp monitors and top-brand accessories. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of financing options and get free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals for huge savings today.
East Ohio weather. Temperatures today will be topping out in the low to mid 50s across the area. 100% chance of rain. Could see about an inch in total throughout the day. It'll wrap up as we go into this evening. Tomorrow, temperatures will be in the mid to upper 40s with mostly cloudy skies and a chill for you. Wednesday, Turkey Day, mostly sunny and 56. For 13 News, I'm Brian Hughes.
Kick off your workday with Party Line. Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. with Dave Palmer on Mix 97.3 and 970 WATH.
You know, years ago, there was a regular annual effort called the Ohio Valley Summer Theater. I was really active in that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where I got to know Bob Winters the best. But, boy, I'd love to bring that back, you know? It was really cool. And previously in my career, I worked with, Sally Jones Sexton with Playhouse on the Green. There we go.
Yeah.
Up between Worthington and Delaware, right on High Street. And that was a New York Equity summer stock, you know. Mm-hmm. It's really cool. So I miss all of that, and I think it's great when a community can offer it. And who knows, maybe it can come back to life. But, boy, Bob Winters was well thought of by many, many people. So let's talk about Arts West a little bit more. Are there certain days of the week or certain hours of the day? You know, is it open every day? Is it open, you know what I mean? Give us the schedule.
Yeah, so currently, like, our just open to the public hours are Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 3:30 to 6, and then Saturday, 10 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
And those are just kind of open hours if someone wants to come in, if they want to explore the Ohio Musical Lending Library, if they want to find, you know, information about the place, those are the times to do it. But then when there's programming going on, those usually have their own separate hours of
sure.
opening for Arts West.
Now, if one of those times doesn't work conveniently, they can also set up an appointment, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So you can just, on the Athens Arts Parks Recreation website, there's phone numbers for Arts West specifically, and there's also an email that you can reach out.
Sure. So, you know, describe a couple of users that are not involved in some class. They come in and they do what?
We don't see a lot of non-program relating
okay.
usage. Most of the people coming in are usually coming in for a purpose, whether that be programming that is going on or seeking information.
So, you know, I don't expect you to remember every little program that's being offered, but name a few.
Yeah, so kind of towards the end of this year, we're settling down a little bit. Most people are busy with the holidays.
Sure.
But as we kind of break into the new year and we, you know, begin our program offerings again, we're looking to bring back some of the after-school programming that are the arts, you know, specific ones. There's talks of doing, bringing back art crawls, reintroducing.
What's an art crawl?
Oh, an art crawl is, so it's usually a handful of businesses in the area will host essentially gallery space for artists in the community. And then you kind of just go from one to the other, not in on any specific schedule, but it brings business to those businesses, and then it also provides the opportunity for artists to showcase their art in a venue.
But you're not on your hands and knees.
No.
Okay, so not a crawl. It's yeah. it's an expression. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, if someone had an idea for an art crawl, could they come and pitch it to you?
Yeah. So I would say the art crawl more specifically is like a, it's a a group organizational effort.
Mm-hmm.
So it requires the cooperation of local businesses instead of having just one single venue. That way there's plenty. And then also with artists that are interested in displaying their art.
Is there any kind of interaction with other art agencies, like Passionworks, for example?
Yeah, definitely in the past. I think even this year there was a exhibit at Arts West from Passionworks.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of the artists and I guess volunteers slash employees at Passionworks have also showcased their exhibits at Arts West.
It's such a unique program, and so I'm always interested in promoting it.
Yeah, Passionworks is
Sandy Patty
near and dear to me.
Sure. Well, okay. So let's see. Is there a focus age, or is this universal? That's too weird a subject.
I think I kind of know what you're getting at.
Okay.
So the focus age can kind of change as the community needs change. And so basically we are filling that need. And so sometimes there is, that youth and after school time that needs filled. And sometimes there's, adult orientated art classes that people are interested in or want to see happen, or even some, more of the senior age. Maybe they want more art programming and working with the senior center.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's an ever-changing kind of needs and fulfillment list, and we just try to be fluid and meet those needs where we can.
Now, Arts West has its budget. But, you also receive support from some very important organizations. For example, the Ohio Arts Council.
Yeah, we get a lot of grants and stuff through the Ohio Arts Council. And sometimes those help us, get art supplies. Sometimes that helps us, kind of subsidize the rental amount. That way, organizations that might not be able to afford to rent the Arts West facility, they can now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what those grants help us do.
I'm not really up to date on social media, but there's things, Facebook, there's Twitter, there's all these things. Some of them have changed their name to, I don't know who it is, changed to X and stuff like that. But, any place, any social media that you can think of, folks, Arts West has a showing.
Yeah.
And you can link up with fellow members and the leadership and become informed of things going on, right?
Yeah.
What is a project you'd always wanted to start? Well, first of all, you've been in this role how long now?
A month and a half.
Okay, so that's not a very fair question. But you've been associated with them a bit longer than that, I think. Anyway, you've been the director for a month and a half. So there's plenty of ideas yet to flow. But what is something that has already impressed you as something you'd love to bring about that doesn't exist yet?
Yeah, I think important one is kind of bringing back the internal programming. It's been there at Arts West in the past, and
now describe that a bit.
Yeah, so
internal programming.
Internal program. What I mean by that is programs or education, arts related, that are ran in house, as opposed to. Having an outside organization come in and run it, we would actually run the programs ourselves, whether that be me myself as the program specialist,
mm-hmm.
or as we have event coordinators and similar.
Well, if someone had an idea and Could they bring it to you?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the main purposes of Arts West is to facilitate these opportunities to, you know, support or create art in the community. And we try our best to make anything happen.
If you think of the history, because Arts West is not a new thing. It's been around a few years. What are a few of the points of pride? And, you know, you're new to the scene, so that's unfair for me to ask you, but I'm still going to do it.
Yeah, I think all my predecessors have just done a really great job of finding the creativity in programming or reaching out and working with other organizations to create, you know, programs that are more than just, you know, Arts West, or more than just Passion Works, and it's kind of builds that community. And I think being that kind of waypoint in the community to bring people together has been phenomenal since the opening of Arts West.
Name a number of, not a number, but name some other art and things that you just think Athens should be so proud of. You know, like Stewart's Opera House. I think that's so cool. Now, I just named one, and probably it would be one that you would have named, but name a few others.
Yeah. I guess, do you mean more of like the private, public, or
anything?
Yeah. So we have, you know, Passion Works that we've always already mentioned, and then there's AMAC does a lot. A recommendation commission.
Okay.
And they did a lot for the Art Outside the Box, which is the traffic boxes in Uptown Athens.
Yes, the wraps on the signaling boxes, yes.
Yeah. And then there is in the works a sculpture garden.
I've heard of this.
Yeah, and so that's going to be really exciting.
Where may that be located?
I believe that is over near where the new fire station is going to be.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, lots of communities have things like this, but I just think Athens has more of them, and they do a better job of promoting them and that sort of thing. Oh, well, can you tell I like Athens? All right, 47 degrees outside, and once again, our high today expected to be 54. We're going to take a break. All right. Aren't we? I think.
Hi, I'm Kim.
And this is Ruth. Please join us every Wednesday morning on 970 WATH to make it happen.
It's the Kim and Ruth Show.
Well, it's really not.
It's not the Kim and Ruth Show.
It's really.
I don't
know. Tune in to Make It Happen with Kim and Ruth every Wednesday morning at 10:06.
And we'll spend time talking about health and wellness topics.
And all aspects of healthy living.
But we know that you're the real expert in your health, so let us help you make it happen. Wednesday morning on 970 WATH to make it happen.
An initiative by Ohio Health that is extending a helping hand to those navigating the challenging journey of grief. Morning Coffee, an Ohio Health bereavement support group, is providing a supportive space for anyone mourning the loss of a loved one. Held on the second Friday of each month from 9 to 11 a.m. at the Athens Public Library, this free grief support group aims to create a comforting environment for participants. During each meeting, participants can enjoy local coffee as they share and find solace. To attend, registration is required. Call 740-517-4321 or email kelsey.funk@ohiohealth.com, providing your name, phone number, and email address. The group is expertly facilitated by Kelsey Funk, MSW, LSW, who offers compassionate guidance through the grieving process.
Southeast Ohio weather.
Temperatures today will be topping out in the low to mid 50s across the area. 100% chance of rain. Could see about an inch in total throughout the day. It'll wrap up as we go into this evening. Tomorrow, temperatures will be in the mid to upper 40s with mostly cloudy skies and a chill for you. Wednesday, Turkey Day, mostly sunny and 56. For 13 News, I'm Brian Hughes.
It's Party Line with Dave Palmer on Mix 97.3 and 970 WATH.
Yeah, how about that? All right, you know, I just found a very simple statement. Now, it's a little longer than one sentence, but I really like it. Arts West is a facility operated by the City of Athens Arts, Parks, and Recreation Department. Its mission is to make facilities, resources, and opportunities available to art organizations, individual artists, and community residents. The facility is a community-focused... The facility is community-focused for all individuals engaged in the creation, performance, and exhibition of the arts, while promoting activities preserving the beauty, heritage, and culture of Athens. Boy, I wish I had authored that. That's a nice one. All right, well, once again, we're repeating some of our stuff here, but Arts West on West State Street. It's open regularly, Mondays from 3:30 to 6, Wednesday the same, Friday the same, and Saturdays midday, 10 to 2. But if you have a project that might need it during the evening or for a rehearsal or for whatever, you can call them and make an appointment. Their phone number, 740-592-4315. And a loud truck just went by. All right. Okay, so I think I asked you part of this. You've been in this position a short time at this point. Goals achieved. Well, you probably have some goals that may have been slightly different than your predecessors, but you concur with the ones they had as well. What are a few things you'd like to achieve that haven't gotten there yet?
I have a pretty good interest in bringing dance productions in.
Okay.
There's a growing culture in Athens, more specifically the OU students who, you know, are there for dance performance. But I've been seeing more and more pop up. And I think Arts West is a pretty good venue to have dance productions. And I'm going to be working on seeing what that looks like and, you know, what we would be able to do to make that happen. And then another one, a big one, is Andrew Logan from the Rivada Foundation.
I'm not familiar with that.
They're not super local, but they're a foundation that supports arts and social justice.
Okay.
They're interested in helping us create an artist residency program. And that would be, I think, an amazing thing to happen, especially at Arts West. An artist residency program, it's kind of like a good way to compare it is... It's like a job position that would be filled by, you know, an artist. And basically we are able to support them through, you know, a paycheck. But what they bring is classes and, you know, galleries and artwork and just very specific to that artist. And sometimes those can be local. Sometimes they can be, you know, outside of the community. And it just brings a dedicated art presence in the building.
Now, the Ohio Arts Council, I've been associated with them off and on for years, and I don't think they've ever done anything I didn't like, to be perfectly honest. Excuse me. You folks are tied in tight with them too, right?
Yeah, the Ohio Arts Council is, you know, their full support, anything art in Ohio. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of in the name. But they, you know, are really good at reaching out to us or providing resources and, you know, education. There's all kinds of, you know, just on their website alone. But if you ever need more, you can always reach out, and they email you back rather quickly. They'll call you back if you have more questions. They're very supportive.
What is a personal lifelong goal you have?
Oh, personal lifelong goal. You know, as I moved to Athens, and started, you know, presenting myself more in the arts community, I realized that I just wanted to do whatever I could to make more of that happen. Mm. And whether that's volunteering with Passion Works, helping run sound for Dave Davey at Donkey Coffee, just wherever I can, just lend a hand and create more art in Athens and make it, you know, a community that just amazing to live in. And I just want to pursue that for, you know, the near and far future.
Are there some personal personal things you believe in that you're disappointed with society presently? Now that's kind of deep. Oh well, I'll leave it open. Anything?
Maybe rephrase.
Rephrase. What's troubling you the most about our society?
Imagine I have the same grievances as, you know, most people, but as a, you know, personal and professional life, I just work on, you know, doing and creating better.
Well, I hope everybody does. Adam West, our guest today, and Adam is the director of our Arts West facility. It's part of our city's arts, parks, and recreation system. And, of course, the community center being the principal building. And it's over on East State. But over on West State. West Union? West State. Which is it?
West State.
Yeah, West State is let's see, that was formerly a what church?
Church of the Nazarene.
Okay. Well, it's kind of where that road makes a Y.
Yeah, West State gets a little wonky as you get past Court Street there. It gets real skinny, and then it has that hard split, yeah. And we're directly in the middle of that hard split.
Sure. With a good-sized parking lot behind it and mm-hmm. all that sort of thing. Let's see here. Okay, we're just trying to catch something on our computer here. Okay. Once again, we've said several times, it's 47 degrees outside here on Columbus Road, and 54 is what they say may be our high. 100% chance of precipitation throughout the day. Winds topping out at 15 miles per hour, but nevertheless, chance of rain 100%. Bummer. All right, Steve, What do you think?
Well, I was going to ask Adam. I do some theater in Pomeroy with Wolf Mountain, and I was curious. I overheard you say that a lot of your programs are geared towards middle school. I think I heard you say that. Are you planning on at any time having some type of a group form that involves adults in local theater?
Yeah, I think that is definitely a possibility that I would be interested in pursuing.
Have you done any local theater yourself?
Not personally.
Well, it's anything that gets people involved in the arts, I think, is a huge plus. And as Dave and you have discussed throughout this program this morning, it only makes our community better. It makes us more attached to one another, and in its own way, it helps make us aware of other people around us. So what a great thing that you have done with your group, and we look forward to hearing more about it in the future. Just wanted to let our listeners know that on our Facebook page, I have posted the link as well as the telephone number. If you'd like to get in touch with Adam, reach out after the program today. That number is there for you if you have been in a position where you haven't been able to write it down wherever you're at right now. So that is on our Facebook page, as well as another bunch of area information that's available to you all the time. I know Dave normally asks this himself, but I'll take the time because I have a few announcements I can share with listeners here this morning. Do you have any final thoughts that you'd like to share with the listeners here this morning?
No, thank you for listening, and we're going to continue bringing arts into Athens as best we can.
We certainly look forward to following your progress in the days, weeks, and months, and years ahead.
Well, reach out to us and make sure we keep our audiences informed, okay?
Absolutely.
Fair enough.
Thanks a lot. I'd like to go over a few things here as we prepare for the Thanksgiving Day holiday. Hard to believe that the day after tomorrow we'll all be sitting down with family and friends over a feast if we're lucky, enjoying football, but mostly enjoying just being together, which is probably the greatest thing about Thanksgiving. Of course, heading into the holiday season, our area hospitals and healthcare centers are always worried about maintaining safe and adequate supplies of blood and blood products in the area. To that end, there's going to be several blood drives under the auspices of the Red Cross over the next several days, including one tomorrow at the Athens County chapter of the American Red Cross. That will be taking place from 9 until 3 o'clock. There will be one at the Baker Center a week from tomorrow. That would be on November 29th from noon until 6 o'clock. Our friends at Federal Hocking High School will have one on Thursday, November 30th from 8 until 2 o'clock. The Plains United Methodist Church will have their own on Monday, December 4th from noon until 6 o'clock. And Eastern Local High School in Meigs County will have one on Tuesday, December 5th from 8 until noon. For more information on these and other blood drives, please visit redcrossblood.org. And if you haven't given a pint of blood in a while, please consider doing so to make sure everybody's covered during the holidays. We have this also. The Southeast Ohio Food Bank will be hosting a food distribution tomorrow from 10 until noon at Nelsonville York High School. They're asking for you to pre-register, and you can visit freshtrack.com or call 740-385-6813 to take care of that business. The Gallia Meigs Community Action Agency will be offering emergency heating assistance for area residents through the Home Energy Assistance Program through next March. To make an appointment to discuss eligibility requirements, please call them up at 740-444-4371. The Commodity Supplemental Food Program provides a monthly box of food items to income-eligible seniors 60 and older. The program is a service of the Southeast Ohio Food Bank, which serves Athens, Hocking, Jackson, Vinton, Gallia, and Meigs counties. To discuss eligibility requirements, call them up at 740-444-4371. I heard Don talk about this on the news the other day. The Athens County Department of Job and Family Services provides diapers and wipes for eligible families. For more information, visit www.jfs, that's JackFrancisStephen.AthensOH.org, or call 740-677-4134. There's going to be a Thanksgiving dinner at the Blakesley Center in Middleport today. For those of you who are chomping at the bit to get at that turkey and pumpkin pie, the Blakesley Center always has a really nice spread. Call them up at 740-992-2161 for more information. It's always excitement to hear the beginning of the holiday seasons as the various area municipalities begin to kick in with their own celebration. Gala Police and Lights, which was nationally recognized on the Today Show last year, will begin tomorrow at 5:30. The actual lighting ceremony, which starts around 7 o'clock, will be preceded by entertainment, a visit from live reindeer, and free hot chocolate and cookies. The event will also include a fireworks display. We have this one here. The Southeast Ohio Food Bank will host a food distribution. I think I mentioned this. I apologize. I'm being repetitious here. So we'll go to the Meigs County Fairgrounds. We'll host a Christmas craft show this coming Saturday from 9 until 3 o'clock. That, again, is at the Rock Springs Fairgrounds in Pomeroy. Admission and parking is free. It gives you a chance to get a jump on some of your Christmas shopping. Racing's Christmas in the Park is on Saturday. Festivities will begin at 7. They'll have a parade departing from Southern High School, which concludes at Star Mill Park in Racine. The Corning Eagle Riders will host an annual chili cook-off and raffle on Sunday, November 26th, beginning at noon. Proceeds raised from that event will benefit their Christmas for Children program, a tremendous cause. We have Middleport's Christmas Parade getting underway on Saturday, December 2nd, beginning at 4:30. Following the parade, there will be music provided by the Meigs County Community Band and a tree lighting ceremony in Dave Dials Park. And finally, we have this. The Jackson Holiday Light Up will take place on Thursday, December 7th. The event will feature a parade, which begins at 7 o'clock, the tree lighting at 7:45, and they will have their own fireworks at 8 o'clock. What's coming up down the line on future Party Line segments, David?
Well, Adam, first of all, I'd like to thank you for coming by today, and Arts West, well done. Next week, we've got Nick Cosgrove. We're going to talk about Standalone Christmas. So that should be interesting. Otherwise, the rest of this week, free-for-alls, and Thursday, I don't think we're going to do a show.
No, we're going to be eating turkey and watching football like everybody else.
There you go. So, folks, enjoy the week. We'll do our best to keep you entertained as well. Broadcasting from our